Well, now back to American politics and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dissing of Donald Trump. First, last Friday, when she was asked about the candidate by the AP, then again when speaking with the New York Times, and again on CNN, she called Trump a faker, said he has no consistency about him, and that he really has an ego. She told the New York Times that she couldn't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as president. Trump responded on Twitter by saying the 83-year-old Ginsburg's mind is shot. Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake joins us to dissect this. Aaron, an op-ed in your paper today is titled, Justice Ginsburg Has Crossed Way, Way Over the Line. What's been the overall reaction to the comments?
Well, it was actually somewhat of a delayed response. The controversy really began on Sunday when the New York Times came out with their interview with Justice Ginsburg. An interview with a Supreme Court justice is rather rare, but she actually did two on Friday. And the New York Times interview that came out Sunday was her most vocal anti-Trump interview. We wrote about this on Monday. There was some reaction, people noting that this is not the way justices generally speak. And then she basically doubled down on Monday night in her comments to CNN. Donald Trump responded, and the whole thing has now blown up into a situation where both the Post editorial board and also the New York Times editorial board have weighed in against Justice Ginsburg.
Yeah, in the Boston Globe, a political writer there saying her comments were injudicious. And here's Speaker of the House Paul Ryan last night in a CNN town hall responding to a question about Ginsburg's comments.
I think it's out of place for an appointed branch of government. That shows bias to me.
Well, Aaron Blake, give us a little context here. We have heard other justices be political. We remember one sitting while President Obama was speaking and mouthing, no way, or not true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So nobody is under any illusions that justices don't have political opinions. I think where the legal community, some in the legal community and some in the media now are raising questions with Justice Ginsburg is whether she's going further than that, whether she's weighing in a presidential campaign, which is basically something we have never seen before, and especially in the very vocal way she's done it. She called Donald Trump a faker and said that he basically doesn't have any core beliefs. And then there is the fact that justices in the past have weighed in on politics. Justice Scalia, who was a very conservative justice, also a very close friend of Justice Ginsburg's, has weighed in on things like gay rights over the years. He went on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney. He said that enemy combatants don't have rights before the court took up a case. There were calls for recusals in those cases. There were similar controversies. But we have never seen a justice, at least in the record that I have seen and that other experts have seen, weigh in so severely on a presidential campaign in the way that Justice Ginsburg is doing right now.
And why do you think she's doing that? I mean, I'm asking you to look inside her head, but is there any speculation?
Right. So, you know, I would say Donald Trump's candidacy has caused a number of people who don't necessarily speak out to decide to speak out, whether it's people in the media that maybe try to be more neutral in general and have been called – felt called rather to speak out in this case. I think Justice Ginsburg is probably along those lines. She thinks that it's just important that she speak out. But what comes with that are questions about whether it's appropriate for a Supreme Court justice to do that. Questions have been raised and she has doubled down. So clearly she is not backing away from this. And I think this is really something that could come to define part of her judicial legacy.
Now, people are trying to read the tea leaves thinking that maybe she is going to step down, although there's already a vacant seat on the court left vacant when Anton Scalia died. It doesn't look as if the next it doesn't look as if President Obama's pick, Merrick Garland, is going to be approved at all. That would leave two seats for the next president, so that might be unlikely. I guess in the few seconds we have, they don't call her the notorious RBG for nothing.
No, and it's really a fitting conclusion, I think, to her increasingly politicized stances in recent years. She's spoken about abortion. She's spoken about gay marriage. So really, if there was one Supreme Court justice who was going to become active in a presidential campaign, Justice Ginsburg makes a lot of sense.
Washington Post reporter Aaron Blake. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you.